This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. We're at part 63, Peace of the Father. And today we're looking at Psalm 120 and verse 6. But I want to look at the whole psalm. It's not that long, so I want to look at the entire psalm, and then we'll look at verse 6. It says this. The psalmist says, I took my troubles to the Lord. I cried out to him, and he answered my prayer. Rescue me, O Lord, from liars and from all deceitful people. O deceptive tongue, what will God do to you? How will he increase your punishment? You will be pierced with sharp arrows and burned with glowing coals. How I suffer in far-off Mesesh. It pains me to live in distant Kedar. I am tired of living among people who hate peace. I search for peace. But when I speak of peace, they want war. That is so powerful. That is so powerful because we do not live in a peaceful world. Sometimes you can find peace. Sometimes if you go and sit beside a stream and listen to the water as it tips and flows over the rocks, sometimes as you lie there in the sunshine and you hear the babbling brook, you feel that peace. You sense that peace. You know that peace is there. And then you get in your car and you begin to drive home, to then be stuck in traffic and smog and people bashing their horns and making lots of noise. Frustration on every corner, and the peace dissipates. And that's what the psalmist is talking about. All the psalmist does is search for peace, and he finds those that want war. How are you? Where are you when you're searching for peace? When you want that peace of the Father just to flood your soul and to fill you? What happens almost immediately afterward? I believe this, that when we search for peace like we do each and every day, we search for peace. And what we find is conflict, because the evil one doesn't want you to have that peace. That peace, you see, when you're feeling that sense in you, what is happening? I'll tell you right now what is happening. Something is trying to take it away. All the time, something is trying to take away that peace, because that peace passes all understanding, and we don't seem to understand that because of that peace, there is opposition to it. Something is opposing it. Every time we want to feel that peace, every time we want to sense it, we sense it in a way, and what is happening? The opposition won't allow it. What does that mean? The opposition won't allow it. It's not up to the opposition. I really believe this. I really believe that this is nothing to do with the opposition. I believe it's something to do with us and how we deal with that peace. When we feel that peace in our hearts and in our minds, and then that peace is destroyed. How was it destroyed? What happened to destroy that peace? Did we allow it? And I would humbly suggest that we did. Allow it. I know that when the Lord Jesus was on the water with the disciples, and there was this huge storm, and the disciples were so scared, so frightened, what did they do? They woke the Lord up because he was fast asleep. He wasn't concerned at all. They woke him up in a panic. And as soon as the Lord opened his eyes, he rebuked the wind. He told the wind off. And then he stood and he said this. Silence. Be still. And immediately the waves stopped. And Galilee was like a mill pond. And the peace reigned. When we are involved in conflict, we've just been through this beautiful, peaceful time, and suddenly the storm builds up. The storm swells, and we are scared because we don't know what to do. And the war is coming, and the conflict is there, and it's right before us. What do? We join into the conflict. And that, beloved, is why we allow it. Perhaps we've been feeling peaceful and suddenly someone says something that annoys us and we can't let it go. We just can't let it go. We have to react. We have to come back and say something. And the second we do that, then the war erupts. Then the peace is gone. Then the conflict is there. Because we allowed it. And what Jesus does in that situation, he says, silence, be still. And I believe there is a way for us not to be involved in that conflict. Just to say those words silently in our hearts, in our minds, silence, be still. To close our mouths, to not open our mouths, to not enter into the conflict that is happening. And the peace remains with us. The conflict may be happening around us, but within us, the peace remains. As the psalmist says here in verse 6, I am tired of living among people who hate peace. And there are those that do hate peace. They just want conflict all the time. They just want arguments all the time. They want backbiting all the time. They want to cause as much trouble as they possibly can because it's inherent in them, because they don't have the Spirit of God living within them, and they don't understand the peace that passes all understanding. They don't get it. They don't see it. The psalmist says, I search for peace. But when I speak of peace, they want war. You know, I've been in situations where I've been wonderfully peaceful. I've been in a peaceful situation, and I've been alone. There's been no one else around me. And I've been in this wonderful, peaceful place of my God, living in the presence of Almighty God. And as I'm feeling that peace, it's beautiful. And I've been praying for a little while, and then I think to myself, oh, I'll watch the TV. So I switch on the TV to be confronted by war, to be confronted by anger, to be confronted by arguments. And before I know it, that is destroying my peace. And why is it destroying my peace? Because I allowed it into my life. I allowed it to happen. I am the one who made the decision to turn on the television set. That's why. To be peaceful with God is a wonderful, wonderful thing. To feel the peace that passes all understanding is so amazing. I advocate it all the time. And I advocate it so much so that I would say to you, do everything you possibly can to understand that peace. You see, as I'm speaking to you now, as I'm talking to you right now, I know you feel that peace. I know it. I don't even have to think about it. I don't need to pray about it. I just know that you are receiving that peace. Here's my point to you. What are you going to do with that peace? Are you going to allow it to permeate? Are you going to walk into another room and maybe do something else and speak to a family member and suddenly there's conflict? Or are you just going to continue to sit and listen? Are you just going to continue to worship the living God in spirit and in truth? You see, I believe you can receive this peace anytime you want. Even if you're in the middle of a conflict, if you're in your office and there's a terrible argument going on and you don't feel peaceful at all you've got to do is turn your eyes toward Jesus and say, Lord, let your spirit come now. Lord, I declare now in Jesus' name, silence be still, and the peace comes flooding in. I know it does. I sense it always. I want to pray now. Heavenly Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that to those who are listening to this broadcast, those, Father, that are listening to this word, Lord God, fill them full of your peace. And let that peace rest within them and within me. Now, In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And amen.